What is up, everybody? I want to talk about some stuff real quick, all right? I wasn't even planning on making a video today. I was just going to chill, but I got to scrolling over on the old internet. Dude, and people are still talking about Aaron Rodgers. Still talking about what Aaron Rodgers said on the Pat McAfee show in his press conference, kind of defending himself, kind of saying people are saying this and that, and, you know, they're just saying BS. I got about 45 seconds into a Colin Cowherd video that just popped up on my Facebook. And he's, what it is these guys are upset. So now they're going to say again, well, Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do in Green Bay. He's not married. He has no kids. So he just sits home and watches Colin Cowherd all day. Is that what people think? No, here's what it is. These media types who are bashing, not all media, but the media guys who bash players, they don't want no player defending themselves. They don't know. They want to go get Jermichael Finley. And these guys who will just spew out negativity, that's who they want. But they don't want the players to come out and be like, yo, that's bull crap. They don't want them to go on the Pat McAfee type shows and actually defend themselves. But Aaron Rodgers is like, I'm done with your bull crap. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers actually cares. He's laughing at it, but he's talking about it. Like, I don't think he cares. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers doesn't care. Aaron Rodgers has been the punching bag of the media like since forever. And when I say media, I don't mean all media. I mean, the Colin Cowherd, Skip Bayless, you know, anybody who ever had Jermichael Finley on their show or wrote an article of anything that he's ever said, those type of guys. The people who just, dude, they drug Aaron Rodgers about his family. They drug him about everything. Like, anything and anything. Anytime Aaron Rodgers has, like, half of a bad game, they're just going to drag him. And they don't want any type of retaliation. They don't want him to defend himself. And if he does, they're going to drag him again and saying, all he does is watch what we're saying and he gets upset. He's soft and he's this and that. I think the media is soft a little bit. Like Colin Cowherd, I think, is really soft. I don't like Colin Cowherd at all. I don't like anyone who just wants to drag people, who just wants to drag play. You never like tune into Colin Cowherd and he's just talking it up. Unless it's like Brady, unless it's like the guys who he always is just all over, just always just pumping him up. He's got like three guys in the NFL. The rest he just wants to drag all the time. Aaron Rodgers is that one. It is his content. Aaron Rodgers is Colin Cowherd's content. But now if Aaron Rodgers starts to speak up, if Aaron Rodgers starts to say that's bull crap and starts having his own voice going on Pat McAfee saying what it really is, now that ruins the whole agenda of Colin Cowherd. It ruins like everything that he's going to say. People are going to know he's just full of crap. So they don't like that. Skip Bayless, I don't know. I don't watch him at all. I have him muted on Twitter. I don't see him anywhere anymore because I just can't stand the dude. I don't think that he really cares what Rodgers says on Pat McAfee. I don't think it bugs him like it does Colin Cowherd because Skip Bayless is playing a character. Skip Bayless is not a real NFL analyst or sports analyst. Like they do their little debate thing. It's all like made up. And he's just playing like a little character. Trolls big fan bases because he knows he gets a reaction. Loves another big fan base because he knows he's going to get a reaction. He's just not saying anything that ever makes sense because he knows he gets a big reaction. So Skip Bayless probably doesn't care. He's just going to say what he's going to say because that's the character that he plays. It's like the Kardashian of sports. That's what First Take is. That's just not First Take anymore. Now it's Skip and Shannon. But I actually like Shannon Sharp. But I don't watch because I can't stand Skip that much. Anyways, but Colin Cowherd and a lot of these guys, that's what they don't want. The last thing they want is players coming up defending themselves. Like Tom Brady talks a lot now too. He does a lot. He talks about like, you know, the game is soft now, and he no one's really coming at Brady like that because like what can you say about Brady? But I don't think that people really want athletes to talk and have a voice and have an opinion and state the opinion. Everyone always talks like this whole offseason with Aaron Rodgers. They're like, why won't he talk? He should just talk. He should say something. And then he starts to say stuff like, I don't want him to say that. And that's what it is like with all athletes. They want him to talk. Like with all these press conferences that the players have been doing since forever, and they give these nonchalant answers. Like you saw Tom Brady talk about it during the offseason. He said, during the press conferences, they'll be talking about like a cornerback. They're playing whatever team this week. And they were like, oh, that corner's good. We've been watching film on him. He can he can play the ball all those kind of ways, and we really got to watch him. And like, it's just lies. They're just pumping him up because it's lies. So I want the players to tell the truth. I mean, I don't expect a quarterback to come out like, yo, we're going to drill that corner they got over there. He sucks. Dude's a bum. Like, that's not going to happen. But like, when they're talking about other stuff, I want the truth. Everyone wants the truth until they hear the truth. You know, a player says, you know, I can, you know, they'll ask about a throw. You know, a quarterback makes a phenomenal throw. And then they'll ask about that throw. And they just want the, oh, you know, it's my teammates and this and that. They don't want to hear a quarterback say, yeah, I'm pretty damn good at my job. And I can sling it in there, baby. They don't want to hear that. They want everything. You know, they don't want them to be too cocky. They don't want them to have an ego. They don't want them to be confident. They don't want them to say that a story that people have been shooting out all week is bull crap. They don't want to say like the guy you've been putting on your radio show just to get a few ratings so you can get another 26 people to listen to your crap radio show. And you're just going to drag Rodgers. And they don't want him to say it. Rodgers said, I haven't talked to that dude since forever. He didn't say his name, but everyone knows who he was talking about. He's talking about Jermichael Finley. People don't want to know. I don't know that dude. I haven't talked to him since like 2010, whatever, 12, whatever year Finley left Green Bay. Like, dude, Colin Cowherd type guys, they don't want these players to speak up because everyone will know that they're full of crap. All right? And I'm not angry. This seems a little ranty, but I'm just sick of it. And like hearing like Colin Cowherd talk about it just now, like I can't watch Colin Cowherd for more than like 45 seconds. And he just drags on forever anyways. But that's what it is. They don't want players to defend themselves. I think the players all need to. Not during a press conference. Like if you don't want to, go to a safe place. Go to Pat McAfee. Have your own show. Start your own podcast. The players that the NFLPA could start a podcast. And all the players can come on and have their say. Talk about the game. Do what they want to do. And they can make their own money off. They can have their own ads. They can make their own money. Start your own podcast. I don't care how you do it. But I love it. I want to hear players. I want to hear the truth. You know, about, you know, negative story. And I'm sure that I think the podcast idea would actually be really cool. Just hearing, like, all types of different players talk about the game like Brady does. I've only seen clips, but Brady's talking about some real stuff, like about the game, like how it changed from when he came to the league to now. I mean, he's been playing for like 36 years. So like he knows what he's talking about. But I'm all for the players standing up and voicing their own stuff. Don't let people speak for you. That's what Aaron Rodgers talks about all the time. Other people are speaking for him. It's about time that these players have somewhere to talk and put it out there to the world of what is real. All right, that's enough for me, people. I just had to get that off my back. Thanks for listening. Big shout out to Quick Trip, sponsoring the show. Just re-upped with Quick Trip, so they're going to be sponsored for a little bit longer now, baby. I love it. Go get yourself some glazes, people. Go, Pat, go.